Peace in South Sudan remains the utmost priority for all IGAD countries and beyond, most importantly for South Sudanese people. The progress of the high-level revitalization forum is of greatest importance to His Excellency Prime Minister Dr. Abiy. I have briefed him on the status of the talks. He has made it clear that he is prepared to work with full determination and to contribute all efforts necessary to assist the peace process in the South Sudan. Together, under his leadership, I am confident IGAD will make significant headway in the process. Our past leadership has also not been lacking. In this context, ladies and gentlemen, it would be remiss of me if I don't mention here the constructive role played by my former Prime Minister, His Excellency Hailemariam Desalegn, and all IGAD leaders to the peace process. Let me also take this opportunity to pay tribute to the IGAD Council of Ministers, my colleagues, for their strong and unified guidance. I must also pay particular acknowledgement to the work His Excellency Festus Muhai, former President of Botswana and Chair of the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, and the Ceasefire and Transitional Security Arrangement Monitoring Mechanism, CITISAM. They have provided accurate and meticulous attention on the status of the cessation of hostility agreement, reports on which we will now be able to take action. I applaud our team of facilitators, the former foreign ministers of Algeria, Angola and Ghana, led by our special envoy, Ambassador Ismail Waiz, their invaluable expertise, understanding, patience and leadership. I would like also to commend the unwavering support that is extended to the regional effort by the African Union, the United Nations, the European Union, the Tokyo, the International Partners Forum and China. Dear South Sudanese sisters and brothers, the IGAD summit a year ago made it clear this high-level revitalization forum of the parties to the agreement on the resolution of the conflict in South Sudan is the only option left for peace and the settlement of political differences in South Sudan. The summit identified and defined the goals: permanent ceasefire, a realistic path to democratic election, and of course, sustainable peace. We have an agreement. It provides a firm basis on which to build security, to foster humanitarian support, to make concrete steps in economic development, and to truly implement our peace process. My brothers and sisters, it is incumbent upon you that you reach into a compromised and realistic solution to the continuing lack of common vision to lead the South Sudanese people. The key to success is compromise, compromise, and again, compromise. Thank you. Throughout the shuttle, the Council of Ministers has made in Addis Ababa, Juba, and Pretoria, it has become more evident that trust deficits between the parties has to be mended. We believe the Tagonu at the overreaching figure of the nation needs to extend hands to embrace all parties to march along together to find the lost trust. This is no doubt will accelerate our journey to compromise. In the previous sessions of this forum, you signed the agreement on cessation of hostilities and unhindered humanitarian access. You discussed democratic elections, government structure and responsibility sharing, as well as permanent ceasefire and transitional security arrangements. All this was welcome, but it is still far outweighed by the failure to bring an end to the violence and the killings. You signed the agreement of cessation of hostilities. Now you must silence the guns. You must narrow your political gaps. You must hold democratic elections. You must create structures and empower a government. In short, you must act. I do implore you to act now. Members of the Transitional Government of National Unity, all opposition groups, all parties, all stakeholders seize this chance for peace. Participate in good faith, in a spirit of compromise, of give and take. Work realistically to resolve all outstanding issues and produce a win-win scenario. Let this revitalization forum live up to its name. You must listen to the voices of your people, the voices of your brothers and sisters, the voice of children and women of South Sudan. Dear brothers, South Sudanese and sisters, December 21, 2017 was a historic day. The signing of cessation of hostility agreement in a very inclusive manner. On that day, you promised to silence the guns. Just 2 days later, they were firing again. To all our dismays, the violation has intensified by both sides since the second high-level forum in February 2018. The Greater Upper Nile and Equatorial are all in difficult situation. Even in Bahr al-Ghazal, the violence continues. Excellencies, we need urgent action. We must protect the cessation of hostility agreement. We must protect the people of South Sudan. In IGAD, the African Union and international community, we speak with one voice for one heart. There must be compliance with the cessation of hostility agreement. An agreement, let me repeat, you have all signed. We cannot, we will not tolerate any further violation of the agreement. We are not saying this for the sake of saying. The IGAD Council of Ministers in March 2018 agreed to take targeted sanctions against individual violators. The monitoring mechanism has now clearly identified those that have violated the agreement. Hence, the Council is ready to submit a proposal to approve the actions on targeted sanctions. To this end, we hope to hold an IGAD summit shortly after the conclusion of this forum. My dear brothers and sisters from South Sudan, IGAD is determined to see that South Sudan, our neighbors, our brothers and sisters, a member of our organization and of the African Union, achieves peace and security. At this point, I want to reiterate that the two important vocabularies in your deliberations. Compromise, to reach into win-win solution and work on trust deficit to marshal the future of your nation with forgiveness and new spirit. We are here to encourage and assist. The final responsibility is yours and yours alone. And yes, it is heavy responsibility. You must live up it now. In Ethiopia, we have a popular saying that a horse may take you to the battlefield, but cannot fight your battle. I thank you.